Shalom. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy here on the Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is part one on the new EMF bioshields or electromagnetic frequency shields that will help us fight electromagnetic pollution. In many of the recent shows that I've done, we've talked about how Father's created us as electrical light beings, and He is the light of the world, and He wants to indwell within us. We've also talked about harmful electromagnetic frequencies or harmful frequencies versus good frequencies. And when we're dealing with shemen, essential oils, or linen, we recognize the good frequencies that Father has created and put in them. And yet we are still bombarded on a daily basis from harmful frequencies. And this is what this show and this series will be about.
We are going to talk about bioshields and the electromagnetic field. I also like to call these Chaim or life shields for the Living Stones Tabernacle, which if you've listened to anything that I've taught on regarding rebuilding the Living Stones Tabernacle series, that you can listen to for free by going to remnantremedy.net, and there's a link at the bottom, or go directly to needsomemoshe.podbean.com. I have begun a series on establishing that we are living beings created of light for the light of the world, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yeshua, to indwell in, and how our bodies are beings of light. And we go through the scriptures, and actually this is all a foundation to understanding why we put linen on to reflect that light. And I'm about halfway through the series, but I have been looking at some tools besides essential oils and linens to help protect the body or bring it back into a balanced state, particularly in this world or environment that we're in right now with the bad electromagnetic field frequencies or energies. And so I'm very excited about these products because I have been looking a long time for different products, and many of them are very expensive out there. And I think that we have found a product that is actually made by a believer.
And she is a Torah and Yeshua lover. She lives in Israel, and she has over 35 years of experience. And I will be interviewing her on a later program in this series on the EMF shields.
First, let's talk about what are EMFs? Well, the short answer is it stands for the electromagnetic field. An EMF is an invisible field created by electric or magnetic entities. Now, I believe that these are all seen in Genesis 1:1, 1:2, 3, where it says, in the beginning, Elohim, or Elohim, Aleph Tav in the ancient and modern Hebrew, created the heavens and the earth, or bara. And there was darkness and there was chaos, and that the Ruach came over the waters. And when you look at that in the Hebrew, it fluttered or vibrated. And that Aleph in that Tav, in that first sentence, is the spoken word, the vibration and frequencies of the pure, unadulterated Hebrew language,
which I believe was the breath, the life, and the words, the living words that Yahuwah, Yehovah, Yahuwah created all things with. And it was with those vibrations and those frequencies and that energy of a spoken word that holds everything together. And He imprinted with His voice all the frequencies and energies that can now be measured and seen with modern day technology and all things that are created. It was His word that created all things, and in and through His word, visible and invisible.
And with that living word, He created the substance of which all things are created from. And so we see this, and again, in the Hebrew, it's like a bird fluttering its wings. It's a fluttering or a vibration or an energy. And we have found in modern science that all things have a signature or vibration. You can do just a little bit of research on Google God, as I call it, on the internet. And of course, He's not our God, but He thinks He is. You go through and you can Google and find that the powers to be have, collected and are collecting our bio data, including our DNA. And one of the things they also collect is our signature,
or our unique personal vibrations or frequencies.
so that via satellite, we can pinpoint who and where you are by just your signature, particularly in the vibrations and energy of how you walk. Now, for those of us in the baby boomers or older stage, we can see or remember, what was it? Welcome back, Mr. Cotter, with Arnold Horshack. And he would raise his hand and, you know, oh, Mr. Cotter. And he would talk about seeing your aura. And of course, as Christians, believers, we kind of thought, oh, that's all new agey. Well, it's not new agey. It's an old age and an old truth that all of us have a frequency and an energy because we're electrical beings. And today we have these tools and machinery that actually can monitor and show the color and the frequency and the energy in the body and outside the body. And instead of an aura, basically, it is our bio or living, which is what bio means, living energy field that emits from our body. In science and research, they have found that if you take, for instance, Kirlian photography, which shows that energy, they have pictures where they show that when you eat a hamburger, there's no life or color or spectrum of colors of energy, which is tied back to the rainbow covenant, actually, in the colors and frequencies. And say the only thing that really picks up is like the tomato and the lettuce, because it has life in it and frequency. That's why raw foods and essential oils or linen, they have frequency. Linen is a flax plant. And when you eat flax internally, they can see that it reflects light within the body. When you wear flax on the outside, it reflects light. And so we can see these things, and we can see where the body may be ill. They've done a lot of experimentation and work with psychologists in taking energy field information from their patients. And though someone may not be demonstrating, say, cancer of the breast, when they take these pictures, they can see that the color or the aura or the frequency or energy is dampened or dark in that area. And eventually, they find these people have cancer. If anyone's studied or seen the videos, I believe they're on YouTube, if they're still there, where they have got this, what they call it, the FunVac or fundamental vaccination, they are actually, the scientists are using the frequency or energy of color that shows up in the brain of those who are spiritual and or may be strong in their spirit and their will towards having a God. And so they want to dampen or kill and darken that area of the brain by giving these vaccinations. We talked a little bit in some of the series, in particular, you might want to catch the one I did on iridology and color and how it relates to the rainbow covenant with Noah and Yahweh and the people on the earth. So these are all kinds of ideas. Now, we have military organizations today who use electromagnetic frequencies, and we have the HEART program, we have chemtrails, and there's all kinds of shows and information you can get on this, but this is all related. And again, remember that we're being of lights, and the left side of our body is basically negatively charged, and the right side is positively charged, and this pulling or reciprocation or opposite is what makes that blood flow through the body. So we need to be clean, set apart vessels first so that Yahweh will want to live and abide in our bodies so that we can reflect His glory and His light to the world. But there are other things that we need to do and pay attention to towards our Living Stones Tabernacle, even though our foundation is living a Torah lifestyle, eating kosher foods. But we need to think and consider, what else are we doing to our bodies, our temples, that may be causing disease or stress and or inhibiting the energy and life that is abundant that Father wants to give our bodies. And that may be what we are subjecting ourselves to in the electromagnetic fields. And unfortunately, today, it's very difficult to get away from. Even if you live off-grid in the mountains, I live in northwest Montana near the Canadian and Idaho border, and only 6 to 8% of the land is privately held. Therefore, the rest is owned by the government, the forests, the wilderness. And even here, we have cameras, we have drones up at high elevations, and you could live off-grid. You can't get away from the cell phone towers. If you're far enough away, you can't get rid of the chemtrails or the HAARP technology. So you can reduce it greatly, but you still cannot run away from this spider web that is around the Earth that was established via the space technology, space age, with the Echelon program. And if any of these words are new to you, I just encourage you to listen to some of the shows I've done. I did a teaching last year at Sukkot on digitized and deceived. And the reason the enemy wants your world digitized and deceived is so that he can be artificially omnipresent, so that he can bring in his new world order and control and manipulate us. We need to recognize that we are still in captivity. We have not been redeemed. And the things that are going to happen that are going to shake the earth and shake the heavens is going to destroy this spider web of technology around us. So I love you, brothers and sisters who love technology. I have a son who loves technology.
Even my background in the 70s was in telecommunications before people had cell phones and when teletypes were just coming out and word processors. So I understand and have watched this develop.
But I believe Father's only given us a window of opportunity to use it, like right now via this radio stream, to reach out and find our lost brothers and sisters and to promote the kingdom and the restoration of all things to the kingdom underneath the Messiah, the Mashiach, and Yahweh, and the return to the land of Israel. But it's a short time frame that we have to regather and use this technology that the enemy is using against us. And I believe that Father is going to restore us to a simple lifestyle, an agricultural lifestyle.
We will be back right after this short message. Do you get stressed, get headaches, sharp pains, or numbness in your hands, head, or chest, especially when using a computer or cell phone, or when you're near a satellite or cellular tower? There are bad electromagnetic frequencies and there are good electromagnetic frequencies, or as we call them, EMFs. These frequencies or vibrations are part of the seen and unseen world created by Yahweh. Today and until the heavens and earth are shaken and free of these harmful EMFs, at the onset of restoration of all things, we are going to continue to be bombarded with a plague of harmful EMFs that are causing havoc with our health. Father Yahweh has pointed us back to shemen, essential oils, and to linen as a way to help restore good frequencies to our body's cells as a remedy. Now, along with the spoken and living words of Torah, Father has given his people an understanding of the good versus the bad EMFs, which has led to the invention and design of EMF bioshields encoded with frequencies that help restore and repair our body's cells to resonate and respond back to a balanced frequency that may have been imbalanced due to bad EMFs. Ribnit Remedy is excited to present EMF BioShields. These shields are for your house and office, personal body, computer, cell phone, and appliance, including smart meters, and yes, even pets. These EMF BioShields are encoded with nanocrystals within a natural resin base using 21st century advanced computerized equipment, including a combination of beneficial frequencies, which help to balance, repair, and rejuvenate your body's cells. Personal body shields are worn as a necklace or placed in your pocket to transform potential negative energy fields while helping to strengthen your personal biofield. House and office shields just plug into your electrical circuitry to soften and shield the energy fields in your home or office. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Bookstore and click on Remnant Remedy. Then look for the EMF BioShield icon. Remember, your purchase helps support your health and this radio station ministry.
Once I began to understand light and darkness and the properties and the scriptures on linen and the living stones tabernacle, I began to see how Yahweh's word, the pure, unadulterated Hebrew that created all things, and how it vibrated or fluttered via the Ruach, the set-apart Holy Spirit over the earth. And from this substance of this original Hebrew language, the spoken word of Yahuwah, all things were made invisible and visible. So, again, we have the short answer. Electromagnetic fields or frequencies are invisible fields created by electrical or magnetic entities. Now, what could those entities be? We know the source and origin is Yahuwah. However, there are other entities, the princes and powers of darkness, and they have their darkness, their frequency, their energy that sucks the life out of you. But if you have the right resonance, frequency, and energy in life, then you have life more abundantly. And this is why if we know his word and we hide his word in our heart and we follow his word and his Torah, which is written and spoken, by the living God, the living Elohim, then we have life and life more abundantly. And we usually encapsulate that into the word Torah, which means that it is the instructions for righteous living, that we might live life more abundantly and breathe freely. So we have good energy and frequency, and we have bad energy and frequency or electromagnetic fields. EMFs are electromagnetic fields that are created by all electrical and magnetic objects or Yahuwah himself. Though these fields are good or bad, energy or vibrations are much like gravity and may be invisible to the naked eye. Their effects on us are not invisible. Let's look at some of the natural EMFs. For instance, we have them all around us. Let's talk about some visible ones. One would be lightning. The natural EMFs are created by objects as small as atoms, electrons, and your own nerves or your nervous system. Remember, we talked in one of the Rebuilding Stones series that our bodies are electrical, and the number one way that your cells communicate one to another is via the electrical system. And the electrical system in the body is not seen with the naked eye, but it can be measured with tools of technology and science. The second way the body communicates is via our hormones, our endocrine system. And we have electromagnetic fields that we can recognize, which is the spinning of the sun, our planets, our galaxy. And this all together, this energy, this frequency that holds the planets and the earth and the stars all in their place, it creates gravity and it creates pulls. And we can see the effects of this by the moon and the high tide and the low tide and how plants bloom and how the ground is softer when you plant or dig a fence pole. There's certain times in the moon cycle where plants react differently, or if you dig a hole and you put a fence post in, you'll either have not enough dirt from the dirt you dug out, or you'll have too much. But it has to do with that pull and that energy on the earth. Visible evidence of these fields can be seen when there is a buildup of electricity in the atmosphere, such as lightning. Another example of these fields is when the earth's magnetic field causes a compass needle to point north and or cause and allow birds and fish to navigate or migrate at their proper times. Note that bees are being affected today and dying off due to, it is believed, bad electromagnetic frequencies, such as cell towers, Wi-Fi's. And we see birds now and fish dying by the thousands. Now, some believe that this is purposely done via the HARP program. However, what if it is also just a repercussion of having all of this high technology? For instance, in the small town where we live outside of, there's a Wi-Fi sitting on the top of the mountain just overlooking the town that can affect the electromagnetic frequency and energies that bees, birds, and animals and fish need to do what Father instinctively put into them.
We'll be right back after this short message. Cell phones emit disruptive electric magnetic signals that can potentially damage the human cell and deform the DNA. It is known that EMFs disrupt brain waves, causing stress, headaches, fatigue, sleep disturbances, muscle pain, and more. Protect yourself with a cell phone EMF BioShield from Remnant Remedy. Also, check out our computer and appliance shields along with our dual frequency laser. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Remnant Remedy and then look for the EMF BioShields icon. Welcome back to part one of EMF BioShields.
I am discussing electromagnetic field shields, and we're just doing a background on electromagnetic fields. And then we're going to talk about some new products
that we are now carrying at Remnant Remedy
that can help you shield you from the harmful effects of the bad electromagnetic fields that you may use with your computers, laptops,
cell phones,
etc. And we were discussing about some of the natural EMFs that, you know, are basically good for us. For instance, lightning is good for us. And I did a show with Brian Good about rain barrels. And on that show, he shared with how during the lightning storms, the air gets charged and that charge goes into the rainwater. And that rainwater, when you collect rainwater, besides conserving water and energy, you are getting water with basically life, light, and energy in it. And so when you water your plants with rainwater, they're getting that life, light, and energy, and they grow better. Some things that we will be carrying soon is rods that you put in the ground that act much like lightning rods. And because we have all this bad frequency energy with Wi-Fis and cell towers, etc., these rods that you put around your house or property help absorb that bad energy into the ground. And so we do have good Yahweh-made natural created electromagnetic frequencies. After all, that's what created all things and holds all things in place. But then we have some man-made electromagnetic frequencies that are potentially very harmful and or can cause cancer and other problems. And I will share a personal testimony on how this has affected my life and why I paid such attention to it in just a little bit. Almost everyone that we know of is exposed to man-made EMFs or electromagnetic frequencies. We also call these dirty electricity or electromagnetic radiation. Some of these are from our cell phones, microwave ovens, electrical appliances. I learned just this week that your refrigerator and your clock, if you sleep at night, you want to keep that clock far away from you. They put out these energies that bombard you. Hair dryers are another one. Computers, laptops. And we're not talking about the Wi-Fi stuff. I mean, we are, but just by turning these on, these are plugging them in, you're having these bad electromagnetic fields. It's going in and around you through your house and through the wirings. And we have these house shields that you can plug into your house. And I have this meter that someone was showing this to me, and I've been using it around the house to measure that bad frequency and how by being near those outlets, it can be measured. And that when you put in these house shields, it helps calm or what's the word? Like transform it into or level it out into a better frequency for you to be around. We have a natural electrical grid. I have been learning from some scientists that were in computer and biological engineering that there are these electrical frequencies of energy that go north and south and even diagonally on the earth. And that is one of the reasons why you use these rods to help absorb these. And interestingly, they kind of line up or seem to line up with what the enemy calls ley lines. So they have their plan and they've created, you know, the Vatican and Washington, D.C. and these city layouts. And they have these places where they pray and do some of the things they do because there's this frequency and energy at these certain points on the earth. And they actually are every so many feet crossing back and forth across the earth. And because of New Age technology, as in the New Age of technology, we have so much more energy that our bodies are being bombarded. And our bodies were never made to have all of this other unnatural energy around us. We have electrical appliances. We have our gaming systems. You know, when we play games on the computers, our iPods, our MP3 players, computers, and laptops, indoor lighting, your fluorescent lighting, you know, that's bad for your hearing and your body and the cells in your body. But yet we can't really seem, and we can do a lot of things, but we can't really seem to get away from a lot of them. We have the high robot electrical towers. You don't have to look very far before you can see in research that many people who have cancer, and especially in areas or towns, a lot of times they can relate it to the high robot, what I call the robot towers, not just electrical lines, because electrical lines do that also. But I'm talking about the real big ones that run across the country that carry the main lines. And they put out a frequency and energy. And farmers notice this because of what doesn't grow and the animals that can die that are underneath it. And it's believed that this is what causes a lot of cancer. Another gentleman that I talked about on one of the radio shows who was healed of cancer several times and works with people in trying to do the right things for their bodies with trying to restore their bodies from cancer, it's involved with the electromagnetic fields. And they find that these electrical grid lines and or these electrical power systems that are running, that are man-made, actually run right near or through their house and or where you sleep.
We are out of time. We will continue with part two. Let your garments be always white and let your head lack no shimmer. Shalom.
Gotta be sown. Learn how to make healing oils on your own. Grinding wheat and storm.